They had to do the dressing themselves and all this. But one thing that they kept in mind, while they were scrubbing the floor, they were still lords. And while they were ironing their clothes, they were still lords. And when they were washing their clothes, they were still lords. You see, they never lost consciousness, they were lords. When they were cooking the meal, like the cooks did, they didn't lose the consciousness that they were the Lord. Are you getting that? When you're doing something, don't lose consciousness that you're God experiencing, that you belong to God, that you're one with God. Don't lose that consciousness. You see? Even though you might be scrubbing the floor. Sometimes we're laying out there working on automobiles. Sometimes we're having to scrub the floor. Sometimes we have to clean windows. Sometimes we have to clean up fishy. But we never forget we are with God. You see? Never forget that you're with God. Never forget your spirit, even though you do all of these other things. Never forget that. You see? So the discipline is to keep you in contact with that. It's only a discipline until it becomes natural, like you're breathing. As close as your breath, till it's natural like that. We leave the animal in us and find the human. And upon finding the human, we realize our God self and seek union with it. We leave the animal. You know what the animal is? This body. This is an animal body. You are riding in this animal body. You must leave this animal. You know, some people are slaves to their bodies. Slaves to the clothing and the feeding of it, the exercising of it, and all of this. And next thing, all they're doing are body servers. And there are some people that are constantly body servers, you see. There's some people are mental servers and let their body go and their spirit go. And all they do is serve their mind. All the time. Every little thought comes up, they have to do that. Everything their mind tells them to do, they run off and do it. Mistake or not. Some people are slaves to their emotion. Every little emotional whim comes along, they have to do that. There comes a point where you have to command those things. How did they get out of control? Who's been with you that has let that happen? You. And so you have to overcome this animal and the animal nature, the passion, the security. You know, animals, they are territorial. Did you know animals are territorial? When somebody's an animal conscious, don't go into my room. Don't eat my food. That's my food in the icebox. Those are my clothes. That's my girl. That's my job. That's my God. Hear it? And they protect it. Stay with it. It's mine. Start crawling. You get a little close. You see? You have to leave that. It all belongs to God. You can use it if it doesn't use you. I was here in Lake Tahoe, and a teacher came to me, and he says, I said, how do I, you know, overcome all these problems, man? He says, here I got this house, and I got these bills, and I've got this job, and I've got all these things, you know, this wife and this family, and this society and all the things that are going on in it, this government. How am I going to do anything about those things? And he says, you must give them all up. You must give them up. So I said, okay, I'm going to do it. So it took me 2 years. 2 years after he told me that, I gave up my wife and family. I gave her everything. I quit the job. I gave that up. I gave all the money I had, but a little bit to travel with. I took my 6 changes of clothes. I got to Hawaii, and I went to another great teacher. I says, I gave it all up. I gave away this house, I gave away this money, I gave away this position, I gave this up. And you know what he says? How stupid. I says, but I was told to give it all up. And he says, it must have really had you. He says, for you to go that extreme, you could have done a lot of good with those things. I started thinking about that. He says, see, giving it up means not letting it have you. It didn't mean you could not enjoy those things. That's what he said. I mean, for the last 2 years, I was listening to this guy. He said, give it up. I was giving it up, man. And every time I go back and I say, I gave this up, and he goes, good. Now I finally gave him up and the place up. See? Give up everything. If it has you, give it up. It's better for you to get rid of it and let it bind you. You have something precious, and every time you go out, you think, oh, gee, is someone going to get that precious thing while I'm gone? Fear not, lest it come upon you. You have opened your precious thing to be stolen. You put a good charge on it. And so the thief is saying, what has value? This feels good. See, where's he going to go? Where it's magnetized. Huh? See, is he going to steal something that doesn't have any charge on it? Has no value? You see, the more charge on it, the more we have to protect it. Now we have to put policemen around it and alarms and all of these kind of things. See? I'd go out in the desert and say, someone's going to break in my house and get my antiques. They're going to get my coin collection. They're going to steal my wife while I'm gone. You know, my kid's going to get kidnapped. They're going to steal my XKE. Oh my God, I better get back my XKE. Oh gee! Are they letting it get dirty while I'm out here in the desert? My goodness, I bet they didn't even wash it. I get home and there, sure it was. Well, we were going to wash it, then we just forgot about it. I wonder why they forgot about it. Because I know they're not going to work out. I just know that. You've got to watch what you know. You really have to watch what you know. See, have you ever known you were going to get a parking place when you went to go to the store? All of you have probably done that. That's been going on for years. Well, that same kind of knowing can give you supernatural power, can give you oneness with God. That same kind of knowing. That's an exercise of faith. Didn't you know that? And in the world of illusion, anything is possible here. You see? Because then all is transitory. It's all illusion. It's all always changing. That's what illusion is. Something that comes and goes, changes. See? It's an illusion because we don't see what is behind it that is causing the movement. See, you don't see spirit. You see the effects of spirit. It's like you don't see the wind, but you see the effects of wind. I was over in Nevada and I was with a shaman, and he says, today we watch the wind. I said, yeah. He says, what are you doing? I said, I'm looking for the wind. He says, you'll never see it. I says, well, how are we going to watch for the wind if I don't look for it? He says, well, if you're still, then you'll see the wind. I noticed something moved. Some grass moved. Then I noticed it moved over here. I said, oh, that wind is coming after me. I was sitting there. Pretty soon, it's up here, and then blows over me. But it come from way down in the valley. And then I learned how to watch the wind by its effects. Watch spirit by its effects, you see. When you call on the spirit of peace, then you see, what is the effect upon them? They were having a battle in the islands in the Caribbean. You know what I saw? Intensely blue light descending around that. Descending. How many people prayed? Stop. Don't you know your prayers have been answered? They stopped. Peace is coming. You do have power, but you may relinquish it to something else because you fall in your animal nature and you're afraid of your body being hurt, your animal. You're supposed to take good care of it, but not to be bound by it. You're to ride this animal. experience in it. But you're not the body. You will leave it. You will leave it. Just as you do every night. Someday you will leave it. You've done it every night since you were a child, you left it. You keep coming back, you see. So it's going to be something new, and it's just going to be a new place you go. As we get towards the higher dimensions of consciousness, hindered by the past and uncertain about the future, the aspirin learns to center the energies in the presence, the eternal now. Hindered by the past and an uncertainty of the future. You know, the future is never certain till its outcome. No matter what is predicted, that doesn't have any power until it actually takes place. It is not certain till its outcome. It is not certain till its outcome. And no matter what you've been told, it is not certain till its outcome. Until that has taken physical manifestation. Till it becomes a matter of what we call fact. Matter of fact. And when you speak of spirit, do you speak in matter-of-fact terms? Or do you speak in doubt? When you say, God loves you, are you speaking from a matter-of-fact or just saying it because you wish that was so? Is it a fact? Is it going on? Is it now present? So the future is maybes. What may be so? And the past is already fixed. You can't do one thing about the past. Did you know that? You can't change the past at all. Anything you've ever done will go on forever. Every word you ever spoke is still going on. And if you listen in your memory, you'll hear them. Where is this memory at? It's in your life stream. It's the vibrations of your life. If you listen to yourself. Where is it at? Is it in a cell in your brain? Now there's a pattern there that calls on that from mine, from your life stream. But it's in the record of this planet. This planet has moved. And it's still going on there in space. The vibrations are still going on. The reflections of light are still being manifest. That's what all actions are, reflections of light. And all of this is a reflection of light and spirit. This body is being supported from every direction. From above and below and the left and the right and front and back. That's why it's three-dimensional. You think the light is just coming one way down in you? Well, it comes from every direction. There is an illumination from the God self, but this body is supported by an image that comes from every direction in spirit. Take a look at this. You know why you come to classes like this? You don't ordinarily go around talking about these things. But something in you knows the truth of those things. What is that something? You see, only in the presence can you change what you've been doing. Only now, always in the now. And so if you've been doing something in the past, even though that's fixed, you don't have to continue that. Who tells you you have to do that? The momentum of its pressure upon you, and you step out of the way of it. You let it go. You change your direction. It would be terrible to have automobiles with no steering wheels. Fixed wheels, just go straight. That's one-dimensional consciousness. Just back and forth. That's one-dimensional consciousness. There's only two ways this thing, just back and forth. That's one-dimensional thinking, one-dimensional consciousness, one-dimensional feeling. What, you got two dimensions? You can go back and forth and sideways. What are you, three dimensions? Now you can go back and forth, sideways, up and down. Well, how about the next dimension? In and out. Can you go in and out of your emotions, in and out of your mind, in and out of your body? Do you have the power of the fourth dimension? Most people can't get out of their body unless they go to sleep. They can't go out of their body consciously. They can go out of their body unconscious. You see, they just become unconscious instead of conscious. See, you're just turning around what you're doing. Instead of going unconscious, you're going more conscious out of the body rather than going unconscious. You see? But you have to turn the momentum around of all those times you went unconscious. How many days have you slept? That's how the momentum that is there from the past, it says, I have to sleep every day. Well, my past doesn't tell me that. Since 1974, I haven't lost consciousness. Since November 1974, I've been aware all the time, every day, 24 hours a day, I've been present. And when my body is going, I am awake and aware. When my emotions are calm and still, I am awake and aware. When my mind is not thinking and not doing anything, I am awake and aware. Sometimes I'm just awake and aware in God's presence. Last night I went to school all night. Sometimes I'm just in the presence of Christ. Sometimes in the presence of Buddha, or in the presence of Kuan Yin, or the presence of Saint Germain, or Archangel Michael. I'll go into the presence. And in that presence, at that moment, I know everything they know. But when I come back to this body, I don't know all those things then. Have you noticed that? When you're in some states of consciousness, boy, you know everything. I mean, there's nothing you don't know. And then you go come back and you go, gee, what was that? Because you came back. We keep saying, I want to stay there. You see? Do you want to know how to bring peace out into this world? The next time you're meditating and you're in deep peace, open your eyes. You're going to find yourself like trying to get them open because you want to stay in peace so much, and you feel, well, if I let that peace out here, it's not going to be peaceful. You see? You get to that state, and then you open up in this dimension from that state. That's what rituals are. That's what attunements are. You get to that state. And you know what happens? As you start walking in it, you start losing it. It's called walking in the attitude of meditation. Walking in the attitude of your meditation. Can you walk in that divine presence of God? Can you walk in that divine presence of peace, of love? I'll tell you, you will affect others around you with that consciousness and that energy. You're here because you felt something from me, more than just a physical being here. You felt something. You had an awareness of something. What was it? The presence of God, the truth, the light. You saw the light. You can write songs about it. I saw the light. No more troubles, no more sorrows. I saw the light. How many of you have seen the light, but you didn't bring the light back? You come back to yourself, what you think yourself is, the old image. The next time you go into meditation, come out at your highest. And it may last for a couple of seconds. And you go, back to earth. You see? But the next time, maybe it lasts a minute. Then the next time, maybe it lasts 5 minutes. Then maybe it lasts 10 minutes. Maybe it'll last an hour. If you had 5 minutes of peace in a situation, wouldn't it have changed the situation instead of 5 minutes of anger? You see? It's a discipline to bring the peace out rather than the anger. To bring out cooperation rather than domination. You know, the intellect always wants to dominate. When you're in the intellectual mind, it wants to tell everybody what to do. Come on along, pick that up, be sure and do this, do that. It's always willing itself on others. And some think, oh, that's me. You are not that. Every time I see a sad thing in the world, I cry. The emotions are hurt. But are you those emotions? You experience that. Do you have to experience that? Would it be better to experience the freedom and joy and sending love and peace there instead of crying and agreeing with the negative? You know, if you hear bad news, you should send good news to counteract it. Don't agree with the negative. You see, don't agree with that. Say, God, I see peace there. And they say, well, they're killing each other. I see peace, God, I see peace going there. And by your mind and by your focus, the peace goes there. And maybe there's someone there saying, gee, I wish we'd get some peace. And then peace comes over them because they accepted the peace you sent. But they may be saying, I want to kill that person. They may not even accept the peace. They may not even let it come in. But you have done your part for humanity. You've sent it. You've sent it. You've counteracted the darkness. You've turned darkness into light, you see. You've turned darkness into light. And so anything negative comes to you, bless it free. So you transmute it. You get the power of transmutation. You've been getting violet fire in your meditations? Well, use it. That's how you use it. Send it and transmute the darkness and turn it into light. You see? Where there is war, red, turn it into blue, peace. That's alchemy, turning spirit into matter, matter into spirit. Where there's death, let's see life. Can you see this? Can you see this? And when something comes up in you and says, saying, let this play, instead, let this play instead. Instead of anger, let peace. And put it into action, put it into action. Live it, live it. Live the teachings. Be the teachings. Now you are not only a student, now you become a disciple. You know what a disciple is? Someone that practices disciplines. God's disciples, the ones that practice the disciplines of God. Love, truth, wisdom, being here now, present. That's a discipline. God's present. To discipline yourself to be with God's presence. You see? Turning the separation into union. See? Turning the separation. Every time your mind says, you're all alone, say, I'm at one with God. Thank you, God. And you know what? Pretty soon your mind is going to say, we are one with God. We are one. We are one. We are one. Feel the lightness on your head. Feel that lightness on your body. Feel that energy moving on. What is that? It was always been here. You weren't paying attention to it, though. Now we pay attention to it. Feel it. Feel God's presence. Something changes in us. Something changes in our nervous system. Some changes in our mind, our emotions, our body when we're feeling that presence. You practice the presence, just being in the presence. Open your eyes in the presence. God's Holy Ghost moving like a breath over you. Feel the ethers turn. Feel the energies touch you. See, when you pay attention to something, become conscious of it. One sees many temptations, dangerous crossings, disturbances, unbelievable delays. Have you had those? I mean, how long have you really chose to be with God? This isn't the beginning. I mean, when you started to come to astrophysics, wasn't the beginning when you chose to be with God. This is a step on the path. You see? You didn't just start that, did you? There was a point before you ever came to us that you started on that path. Or you wouldn't even be here in this master class. You'd be out there still seeking. See, but you have chosen already. So realize you've already chosen that. But look how many times you've been tempted and how many times you've been delayed, how many times you've been pulled off of it, and you keep bringing yourself back. You're doing okay. You're doing okay. You should have confidence in yourself. You should be happy in this. See? Happy in your path. This isn't something new that we've just decided, okay, astrophysics come to town, we're all going to get in a God-conscious path. We're all wanting to be with God. No, you already had that before you ever, before you ever even heard of us. We're only here as instruments for God to give you that opportunity to practice, you see, to put into action something you've already chosen to do. See, you've already had your free will choice. You've already chosen. Now you're just continuing to unfold, unfold. Some of you think you're still seeds, but you're blooming plants. You're beautiful flowers already, you see. Realize that. How long does it take for a flower to grow? Some of you think you're still in the ground. See? You know, you're in your roots. Well, come out in your blossoms. It's beautiful, isn't it, to think about that? You know, we may start as a seed, but how long ago now you've been struggling? And so you say, oh God, these delays. Sometimes they're years. My goodness, I had one delay 2 years long. The dark night of the soul for 2 years. I didn't trust anybody on earth. I didn't believe any of the paths or any way. I didn't know if God was with us or not. I wasn't sure about that anymore. Wow, what a place to be. What a lonely place to be. And I woke up under a thorn tree in Death Valley. And I rolled over and I looked at the sign that says, you can't go any lower. This is the lowest point. And then I moved over to see the bush and it says, Inferno, Death Valley. And I went, hey, John, this friend of mine. I says, we can't get any lower, John. The sign says so. And I says, and what are we doing under this thorn tree? We thought it was just a tree. We got there at about 3 o'clock in the morning. The whole campground was filled. You couldn't drive off the road to camp. You had to be in a place, otherwise they would chase you off. And so we got there, and the camp was filled. So we went over and we crawled under the street, put our bags out. I woke up, and about this far from my face was a whole bush, and a whole limb full of needles, sharp thorns. We were under a thorn tree. And I says, I can't get any. That was the last day of the dark night of the soul. I says, the only way from here is up. I can't go any lower. The only way from here is up. And I says, we're going to do something, John. Let's get that truck right now. And you know, we drove all day long until we got up to 9,000 feet. We went up into the mountains. We went from the lowest point up to 9,000 feet and camped on the top of a mountain and woke up with a foot of snow on us the next day. You know, snow comes very gentle, so you don't hear it falling. And you got a mummy bag, you know, and you're in the mummy bag. Little face sticking out. Eyebrows frozen. Mustache frozen. Wow, snowing. I says, look at this, a blanket of white. And I got up and we looked at it, and it was just pure and white. Here, just the day before we were in Inferno, the lowest point, says you can't go any further. That's what I found out. You have to decide, this is as low as I'm going. This is the lowest I'm going. From this point, it's up. Up and out. Up and out of this. Rising above it. You have to decide. You have to make the choice. I'm not going any lower. That's it. One perceives a clearing. Once you reach this presence, this eternal now, and you'll be in that presence. See, everything is fulfilled in the presence. You never got something in the future or in the past. You were always present getting it. So it was always present. The now. The now. The now. The now. Do you see how the now keeps changing? Now. 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 Every time I say now, it's now. You notice that? Now. Now. See how it's now now? But the now it's now isn't the now is now. A while ago. But it's now now. It's always now, so it has to be something else then, if it's not present here now. The now, now, the presence, the being, now, consciousness. When you reach that, you begin to see your path open. Now you see where you can live this life out. I didn't think there was any people could do the things my grandmother did when I got out in the world, because I didn't see any of it being done. And then I read scriptures and I says, who is doing these things? Who can appear and disappear? Who makes things manifest? God, if there's someone like that, tell me who they are. The next day I went down to this bookstore in Hawaii. When I asked that question, I says, I want to, you know, is there anybody on earth that does manifestation? I mean, is doing it for real?